am so glad that God is here. He's not just here, he's here to break the yoke and lift the heavy burden. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that you are here in our presence today. We pray, Heavenly Father, that as you tabernacle with us, may our hearts be filled, may lives be changed, and may men and women go running and tell others about your goodness. Thank you, Lord. May you bless your people. We pray these mercies in and through your Son's holy name. Amen. Okay, good morning again, Imani and friends.
Good morning.
You know, I said to a couple people in Sabbath school this morning, thank God for the Sabbath. Yeah. And I meant it with everything that's in me. It is a true rest. Yeah. I was saying to the praise team back there, it is rest. From everything, you can exhale. God knew way ahead of time that we needed the Sabbath. He knew we needed this rest. He knew we needed this special time to commune with him. Welcome to Imani Praise Fellowship this morning. It's good to see everybody out. Amen? Are you happy to be here? I am happy to be here. You need to be happy to be here. There's so many things that's going on. But we are here to worship God. Amen. I just want to welcome you, everyone, to church today. God is here, as we just sang. God is here. And so be reminded that you're going to be blessed today. We have a very special person in our midst. I think she's outside with her baby. But she was here from Sabbath school. She's Monique. She's worshiping up with us today for the very first time. Make sure she feels welcome. She has a little baby boy running around. And she is enjoying. She enjoyed this morning Sabbath school. And I know she's going to come back. To the rest of our members, welcome, welcome, welcome. May you have a blessed day today.
Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
I am not Brother Fortune. But he has asked me if I would do the little health talk this morning for you all. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Audrey Premdas, and I'm a registered nurse, have been for 31 and a half years, and I count every bit of it, okay? So today, I wanted to ask, this one is especially for the young people, okay? What is the strongest muscle in your body? And I want answers. The tongue, oh, that is pretty strong. Anybody else? Biceps, abdomen, heart. Somebody said it back here, the heart is supposed to be the strongest muscle. It's the most important muscle in your body. If you would take your hand, ball it up into a fist, that is approximately the size of your heart. Okay. And why would that be important, you know, that our heart, we're focusing on the heart? This is what does the heart do for you? Pumps blood throughout your body. So if your heart is not strong, then that blood is not going to circulate like it should. And you want to start strengthening that heart from the time you're little because you want it to last for a long, long time. Okay. How do we check our heart health? Okay. There are many ways to check the heart health. One of the ways is they measure your blood pressure, and they're able to check and see how healthy is your heart. And they can start checking that from the time you're born. As I said, in my 31 and a half years experience, 30 of that I've worked with the babies in the neonatal intensive care. From the premature babies, and I meant to bring one, we take their blood pressure, and there's a little bitty cuff that's about this wide. We're able to check their blood pressure. And they can have issues from that young. But What we want to focus on right now is how do we strengthen our hearts? How do we make sure that we have healthy hearts? Tell me something. Exercise. Now, can you hold on to this for a minute? Tell me if this is exercise, okay? No, that's not exercise. Sitting in front of those video games is not exercise. Playing on the computer is not exercise. That would be my son saying that. Actually, no, that is a good thing, and that is something nice that they've created, the Wii and the Xbox Kinect, because it does make you move and burn some calories. But the best thing to do, children, go outside and play. I don't know if you've heard the little spotlights on the little commercials on TV now. Mrs. Obama is saying 30 minutes of play a day. Go outside. What is it called again? The PALA Challenge. Tell me what that is quickly. What does it stand for? Yes, and you can go on the website and check that out. Okay, 1 hour, he says, but at least half an hour, get out there and play. Go hide and seek, go play basketball, all kinds of things. Remember that that is your job right now as children, is to play. That will help strengthen your heart and keep you healthy and help you to live long lives and be around for a long time. Thank you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody says happy Sabbath, but it doesn't seem like there's no happiness in here. So happy Sabbath and praise the Lord. All right, we're going to have praise and worship, and we're going to sing one song that I'm pretty sure that you're familiar with, and the other one you might be. But how many of you know that God hears our cry? He hears our cry, and then we want to lift him higher, higher, because he is faithful.